Hello everyone, welcome to Digital Marketing Chat Podcast, your one-stop destination to explore the latest happening strategies, tools, techniques and case studies in the digital marketing domain. I'm your host Prince Kumar and we have Alon Silver, Managing Partner at Small Business On Fire and founder of the Gorilla Agency Industry. AJ grew the Gorilla Agency into the leading SEO agency in Minneapolis, and within 4 short years, he turned that venture into a multi-million dollar agency. Now he's turned his sight on applying those same innovative agency systems and processes to his latest venture, Small Business On Fire, a company focused on helping entrepreneurs start and scale their businesses through free resources, actionable articles, and low-cost courses. Hi AJ, a warm welcome on our show.
Hey, thanks for having me here, Prince.
We are excited to have you and learn about the step-by-step guides to SEO audit checklist.
I was just going to say, I'm excited to talk to your audience. This is one of those ones I do a lot of podcasts, and I feel like, this one, I think we're going in the weeds a little bit, which I'm excited about, so.
Okay, so to start our conversation off today, if you can let the audience know a bit about your corporate journey, about the venture that you have started, the Gorilla Agency and the Small Business On Fire.
Yeah, so it was circa 2017, and I started the Gorilla Agency. At the time, we were doing kind of a broad range of marketing services or marketing consulting. At the time, it was just me, right? So I was a freelancer. And, ultimately, I kind of learned very early on that the small businesses that we were working with, they wanted to pay for leads, right? And money coming in the door. They didn't really care about likes or shares or impressions. So again, very early on, I kind of cut my teeth on SEO. I started really working on my own SEO process and kind of building that out. I actually came from a sales background. So prior to the agency and working kind of on the marketing side of things, I'm more self-taught. So I had a sales background. So really, it was sort of hand to mouth, right? It was selling a prospect and then facilitating kind of the marketing side of things until we grew to a level where I could hire some employees to kind of facilitate that work. So over the course of, from 2017 to 2022, we grew from just myself in a one bedroom apartment to 17 employees, I think, at the height of the organization. And we were doing, millions in revenue on a year-to-year basis, which was very cool. And then in 2022, I met a guy named Phil Singleton, and Phil owned a SEO agency out of Kansas City called Kansas City Web Design and SEO. And he made me an offer on the agency I just couldn't refuse. Phil is, by and large, probably the best SEO that I've ever worked with. And he wanted to buy the Gorilla, so he ended up buying the Gorilla for multiple seven figures, which was very, very cool. And so for the last year or so, actually, I've been transitioning out of the agency. And now my wife and I are actually traveling the world, which is very sweet. So we're currently in London. We were just in Scotland, and we're actually going to Prague next month. And we've kind of got a, every couple of months, we're going to be in a different spot, which is very exciting. And meanwhile, we're working on kind of the newest venture, which is Small Business Bonfire. The idea behind Small Business Bonfire, which is a site that I acquired in 2020, is more of a passion project. The idea was, I really want to give back to kind of the entrepreneurial community. I really want to build out kind of that, these resources that I wish I had when I was starting my business. I feel like I had several different mentors, when I was growing my agency and business that really kind of played a key role in some of the ideas that I had and kind of growth tactics and things of that nature. And really, I'm essentially building out Small Business Bonfire as kind of the resource that I wish that I had when I was growing my agency, right? So it's a lot of like free articles. Right now I'm doing a weekly newsletter called the Bonfire Field Guide that I put out on a week-to-week basis on Friday mornings. That's kind of a 5-minute cut your teeth step-by-step guide on how to do, right, like SEO, SEM, marketing, leads, sales, lead generation, sales, things of that nature. So it's all parts of business that are important, standard operating procedures And so I kind of give away, you know, all of my resources that I built over the years in that newsletter. And then currently I'm actually building out a local SEO course for small business owners kind of on the local level. And then that will spin off into a national SEO course. I'm starting with SEO because that's really what I know super duper well. And I think that's what a lot of my fan base needs, the people that are, you know, following the business and I, you know, the what I'm doing over there. So I'm starting with that, but then I think I'm going to expand over to kind of more some SEM stuff, social media marketing stuff, email, lead generation stuff, sales, you know. So I'm actually building this thing out to be kind of that all-encompassing resource of stuff that I've used over the years that's helped me really grow my business.
Amazing, amazing. So you have definitely an amazing entrepreneurial journey that you have. And definitely that you are, you know, currently into that stage where you are working. Okay, now, so coming on the topic that we have for today, can you help us, the audience, understand, like, when an agency gets any SEO project, so generally, what is the flow of the activities that is being followed for, at least for the initial month, till the client settles down?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So let's say, you know, day number one, we get a new client in the door. Typically, what we do is we kind of start with that, you know, call it technical SEO audit, which we're going to talk about today, more of a content audit, and then really putting together the strategy. So after we do kind of that, month one for us is really, you know, again, putting together that audit. Hey, what's going currently on the website? What are some of the things that we immediately need to fix? You know, and then really like, what's the strategy ongoingly? And that really is month one for us. Again, you know, we're working with, you know, we were working at the time with, you know, typically businesses that are, you know, 5 million to 20 million was sort of our sweet spot. So they had done a lot of stuff on their website, you know, good or bad throughout the course of the last, you know, 5 to 10 years. So in reality, there was a lot of things to fix. So then we would put that on a roadmap of, hey, this is the stuff that we need to fix now. Call it in the next like couple of weeks, some immediate stuff, indexability, crawlability issues within the website that are really hindering it from ranking. And then after that, again, we put together a roadmap of like, hey, here's what needs to be fixed or added to the website over the next, you know, several months. So really month two is kind of some of those spillover edits if need be. And then really kind of starting month two, month three, month four, month five, month six, we're just really, I mean, we're writing content for the website. We're building out this nice video strategy, which we'll talk about in a bit. You know, and we're really just adding kind of content to the website to build up topical relevance. You know, we kind of have, you know, a landing page strategy that we put together and then a blogging strategy, which we kind of talk about. But ultimately, you know, really at a very high level overview, it's month one is audit the website, right? Fix anything that's super glaring. Month two is, hey, let's start getting, you know, new, fresh, good content on the website. Let's delete some stuff. Let's, you know, do some of that technical spillover work. But ultimately by month three, we're really writing content. We're internally linking, we're building backlinks, we're doing things of that nature. So by month three, it's pretty much like business as usual, I typically say.
Now, one of the common terms that people generally, you know, generally hear about, that is, first is the SEO analysis and the other one is the SEO audit. So is there any difference between both of them?
Yeah, so, you know, in terms of, it's funny, and maybe it's just more of a semantics, but for me, when I say an SEO analysis, like, that's something that, you know, I could do in 10, 15, 20 minutes for a website if I'm, you know, selling a prospect or talking to a small business owner. Like, you know, I'm going to open up Ahrefs, I'm going to pull their website into Site Explorer, I'm going to look at their current traffic, some of the keywords that they're ranking for, you know, where's their DR, like how many, you know, backlinks do they have, and then look at a few of their competitors, right? So like, hey, they, like literally they will give me competitors on, you know, a phone call. I'll be doing this live, you know, in a sales presentation, and I might say like, okay, let's plug these guys in, let's plug these guys. Hey, who's the 600-pound gorilla? Let's throw those guys in there. And then I'll kind of compare and contrast like their website versus, you know, a couple of their competitors. I call that SEO analysis. You know, I might be alone in that regard, but really an SEO audit is much more detailed, much more in depth. You know, that's typically a project that we would get paid to do. We don't typically perform SEO audits for free. You know, and that includes, you know, a lot of stuff we're going to talk about here in a second. But ultimately, I mean, I would say SEO analysis is 10, 15, 20 minutes, you know, high level overview. SEO audit is super in depth. That includes typically a strategy is the differentiation for me, I guess.
Okay. Now coming to the SEO audit part that we have. So can you elaborate about the step-by-step activities that are performed in the SEO audit?
Yeah. So, and actually I took a bunch of notes on this because I didn't really want to forget anything for your audience. But the first thing that we'll typically do is there's a bunch of different tools that you can use, right? So I might just call out a few tools that we use personally, right? Like, but you know, is there a huge difference between SEMrush and Ahrefs, right? Or Sitebulb and Screaming Frog? It's just, these are the tools that I just personally use. But what we'll do is we'll start with usually a technical, we call it a technical SEO audit. So we'll typically take the website, we'll plug it into Screaming Frog, and really we're looking for like any huge glaring like indexability or crawlability issues, right, with the website. So is there anything hindering from the website from being indexed in Google or in other, you know, in other SERPs? And then also, is there any, you know, crawlability issues with the website? Like, you know, is there a bunch of broken internal links or the things of that nature? So really what we're looking is like for like status code errors, right? Internal broken links, orphan pages, redirect chains, duplicate content, like, and then finally really like any SEO targeting issues. So what we'll find on a lot of these, you know, especially working with small business owners, is that what we'll find on their websites is that they're, I call it targeting, or, you know, one of the things that we kind of dubbed was like, we kind of call it like the three kings. I think I read that online somewhere, but the idea would be like the SEO title, the URL, and the H1. And really did those include the keywords that we're going after, and what's the structure of those look like? So that's kind of all included in that, you know, that technical audit. The next piece really is simultaneously, right, while we're crawling the website with Screaming Frog, what we'll also do is just look at Google Search Console. So we'll look at Google Search Console, we'll look at Google Analytics, and we'll say, okay, well, you know, hey, is there, you know, is there a, you know, is there any, you know, spikes or dips in traffic? Is there any page speed issues with Core Web Vitals, like things of that nature? So that really like is kind of all encompassing, like technical SEO audit for us. So that's kind of phase one. And then phase two is really like kind of doing a content audit. So, you know, in that crawl, we can kind of pull out all of the content on the website, or sometimes we'll just download all of the content, depending on how many pages they have from WordPress. So we'll review kind of their current, hey, what are they currently doing in terms of a content strategy? How much content are they producing on a week-to-week basis? You know, what's the content that they've actually written, and where does that fit into their strategy and kind of what they've been doing? And then reviewing the content quality. So content quality is kind of a few different things, right? It's the actual like quality of the written content. So is this, you know, was this, you know, written by kind of a native English speaker? Because a lot of people will, you know, they'll kind of outsource a bunch of content, and that can be great, you know, in some cases, and also it can be bad in some cases, depending on the quality of the writing. So we'll look at that, you know, we'll look at, okay, well, what is the actual on-page, you know, SEO look like in these pages, right? Do they have the appropriate number of kind of H2, H3 headings? Does the structure look good? So we'll kind of pull down all of that content and look at the content quality. And then really from there, we're looking at competitors. So like they'll give us a handful of competitors, but then we'll say like, and then they might even give us a list of keywords in some cases, but what we'll do is we'll kind of take that stuff that's really important to them, and we'll distill it down to like, hey, here's where they're currently ranking for some of those things. Here's where they're not ranking at all. And then, you know, the next piece of this, which we're about to talk about, is like, okay, now we'll put together a full kind of, you know, in-depth strategy. Like, here's where we need to build out new content. Here's where we can fix content, things of that nature. But ultimately, you know, it's really high level, probably a lot of that stuff. And just to reiterate, I know I've already kind of, you know, talked about this, but the big thing is like, I think it's like, what's going to be the best bang for your buck? Because anytime that you plug something into like Screaming Frog, you're typically going to get like dozens and dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of errors. And in reality, what you got to do is you got to say like, okay, well, what's really stuff that I need to fix, again, that's hindering indexability or crawlability right now? And then what's stuff that we can either fix down the road or just kind of leave because it's like the juice isn't worth the squeeze. So we, again, you know, crawl the website, fix the stuff that's really, really pressing and is going to hinder the SEO campaign. And then put the rest of it kind of in an ongoing roadmap, along with kind of putting together, again, the strategy that we'll talk about in a second.
Okay. Now, once the SEO audit thing has been done upon, it has been performed, then, like, you know, there will be a lot of things that will come out from this SEO audit. What should be our approach to fix these improvement areas?
Yeah, and I kind of touched on this just briefly, but, you know, for us, like, okay, so anything that's super glaring, again, I'm just going to keep beating the dead horse here with the indexability and crawlability errors, you know, and the issues that come with those. So, like, are there any really glaring issues that's hindering the kind of crawlability or indexability of this website? And sometimes, like, it's sort of comical when you come across something like this, but we've come across pages where, like, just in WordPress, there's a button that's clicked that says, like, make this indexable or make this unindexable. Right. So, like, the idea is that, like, that button's then clicked or, you know, toggled off or whatever the case is. And then that just page is indexable. So it's kind of like we'll come across stuff like that. And, you know, in those situations, right, like those are typically, or that specific situation is an easy fix. But we'll go in and say, OK, well, you know, well, how's the internal linking on the website? What are the things that we need to do to really build up the site structure? And it's sort of starting again with those technical components, the stuff that's in red, call it, the stuff that's really important to make the site rank. And then from there, you know, again, it's hard to lay down a blanket strategy for every single website. But from there, typically we'll look at, you know, if they have 10 blog posts, not a big deal, probably not going to delete a lot of that content. But if they have, we've come across websites that have 500 blog posts, and then in that situation, you know, like, 200 of the specific situations over the years that have occurred, but in this situation, 200 of them were about, like, you know, lifestyle, their dog, things of that nature, right? Like the stuff that's not adding to, you know, the topical relevance of the website. So a lot of times we'll go through like a removal stage, like how much of this content do we actually need to get off of the website in order to rank? So we'll look at, you know, removing pages, you know, first starting with a technical audit, then we'll remove pages, and then we'll say, like, what pages do we need to update? Right, what existing content lives on the website that we don't have to rewrite and reinvent the entire wheel on, that we can just go in and update or internally link to or whatever the case is? What are the low-hanging fruit opportunities that exist already? And then really pages to add. So from there, our strategy always includes video. So one of the things that we hit really heavily on is EEAT, so experience, expertise, authority, and trust. And a big part of that for us is shooting. So what we'll do is we'll shoot video. And this is one of the things that's been kind of a game changer that I actually learned from Phil, is that we'll shoot a video of the business owner. So business owner goes in, we'll put together the content strategy, right? So what blog posts are we going to write, or what content are we going to have on the website, including landing pages? And then we'll actually shoot video. We'll come up with a list of questions and we'll shoot video that has to do with each one of those individual blog posts or landing pages. And then a lot of times we'll just take that piece of content, our writing team will watch that piece of content, and then we'll write the piece of content based on their expertise, and then they'll author the content, which has been kind of huge. So literally including video and all this stuff has been great. So that's one of the things that we do as part of our strategy. And then really the final couple of aspects, right, is like, okay, now that, let's say we've got all the glaring red flags fixed from a technical side of things, right? Like we've deleted pages if we needed to do that. And now we're really working on that kind of ongoing, like fixing, you know, and updating old posts, right? Or old content, and then writing kind of that net new content. From that kind of at that point, we're really focused on, you know, kind of link building. And link building, yeah, I don't think is dead necessarily. You know, it's getting, I would say it's getting less and less effective over the years, but we still, you know, we still do it. I think it still has merit and benefit. So then finally, that's kind of the final piece of it, is like, okay, now let's go in, let's really do kind of this link building aspect, you know, and let's focus on kind of that in terms of the strategy. Where are those links really needed and pointed to? So that's kind of, I guess, it in a nutshell for the most part, without having a specific example.
Okay. And like, you know, while you were mentioning about the audit, so do you also do the audit of the off page? Like, you know, if there's kind of spammy backlinks that have been created for those websites. So you do consider that also?
Yeah, you know, I will say this, and I don't know if I'm alone in this or what. I think that over the last couple of years, I mean, really, I personally believe, and what I've seen kind of work in the past, is that I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze with doing an off-page audit. I don't think like disavowing any, you know, any bad links into the website, unless there's a, I mean, unless they're like 90% of their link profile is bad links. And then, you know, that's another issue in and of itself. But like, I just don't think negative SEO works, right? Like if it worked super well, then a lot of people would be really focused on it and doing it. And I just don't think it works as well. I mean, it used to work a lot better. I mean, you could send a bunch of spammy, crappy links to a website and watch the rankings go down. But it just that, I mean, those, I don't think those strategies really work as well anymore. So we just don't, we don't do it and haven't done it in the past. You know, that being said, again, I might be on an island here and there might be somebody who's like, oh my God, that's the first thing that I do. We just don't do it.
Got it. So you have given a lot of valuable advice. Any last piece of advice that you would like to give to the audience?
Yeah, I think, you know, it depends on, again, it depends on kind of where your audience is at, right? Like, I think for the most part, like, call it my level and above, it's really hard to give some of those folks advice. I think the biggest advice that I can give is that if you're kind of initially just starting out in SEO, it's just really, I mean, getting in there and actually doing it is probably the most important piece. So like having a sandbox, having your own website, you know, before, either before you start working with clients or, you know, if you're flying by the seat of your pants while you're working with clients. But the idea would be like, hey, listen, like get in there and actually do it, actually start fixing errors, actually start, you know, working on technical, actually starting putting together a strategy, launching pages, things of that nature. And then just kind of see what works. Cause in reality, like, you know, it's going to be what really works well for you. Because if you talk to 10 SEOs, I mean, a lot of them, I would say 30% are going to give you like one strategy. It's like 30, 30, 30. And it's really hard to kind of decipher and take through the, you know, cut through the noise. So I would just start doing, you know, start doing and then just keep learning would be kind of my advice again for the folks that are just starting out.
Perfect. Okay. So with this, we have come to the end of today's episode. It was a pleasure having you, AJ, and learn a more detailed things about how one can go for step-by-step process SEO audit. So thank you so much for sharing your time and your valuable advice with my audience. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I guess I do have one more final small plug that I have to throw out here. If you wouldn't mind, is podcast bookers. So they were the folks who got me on this podcast. And I think one of the things that'll be super valuable for your audience is that as, you know, EAT really becomes more prevalent, so experience, expertise, authority, and trust, that is part of or some of the reason why I'm doing these shows, you know, with the exception of giving back to the entrepreneurial community, because I like doing, I'm like having these conversations. But also, just generally speaking, like the more that I'm out on podcasts, right, the more that Google's crawling those links and then saying like, oh, AJ's actually an expert at SEO, at small businesses, at things of that nature. So again, I got to throw out podcast bookers. They've been amazing. They've hooked me up and that's the only reason we met and I got to have this great conversation. So again, one final plug for those guys. Otherwise, you can find me at smallbusinessbonfire.com or LinkedIn/AJ Silver or Twitter, AJ Silver. I'm on both platforms. So again, thank you very much for having me.